We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and we are also here with our guest, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we are so excited to be with you guys today here on the air. It's going to be an incredible show, and you know what's amazing is that Dr. Dane and I were talking before the show started, and we are just so grateful to be able to speak on the air with you to bring you guys truth about health and healing. We know right now people want to be healthy. They want to be renewed, restored, repaired. We don't want to be on medications. No one wants to get unnecessary surgeries and rely on the next best research study to come out, or this research drug, or the research surgery to happen. But people want to be healthy and actually really try to achieve that in a level of abundance. And so we know right now that there's a lot of listeners that tune in, week out, who have really transformed their health, and they're doing everything they can to be proactive. Many of you are patients, friends, family, but we also know there's listeners right now who are lost when it comes to their health. They don't really know where to go. They've been really lied to when it comes to the ability for their body to heal. And so today we're going to give you guys hope when it comes to health and healing. And we do this by applying knowledge, tips, resources, tools that you can do today that's going to transform your health for tomorrow. We do that by looking at our lifestyle and understanding that the five essentials of maximized living are not just five good ideas, but they're actually essential for your health. And so essential number one is our mindset. What is your mindset when it comes to the ability for your body to heal? Do you believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you believe that every single millisecond that your cells are working on a level that is unfathomable. You can't understand how amazing the body is, and it's working for you, never against you, regardless of how it feels. Do you believe that? Do you believe that your age and your genetics do not dictate your health outcomes? Because at the end of the day, research is now showing that, right? Essential number two is our nervous system. This is the fact that our brain controls every single thing in our body, and so the brain is hardwired to every single cell, tissue, and organ in our body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. And so we realize this, that if your spine is not healthy, your nervous system cannot be healthy. Whether you believe it or not, it's not a belief, but it's a fact that your nervous system has to be healthy to be functioning at 100%. It's the only way your body can truly heal from above down and inside out. And so we know this, that if we're missing the component that is so vital for our health, which is a healthy spine and nervous system, it doesn't matter how well you eat, it doesn't matter how well you exercise, right? We got to make sure you're healing from the inside out, not from the outside in. Essential number three is nutrients. Are you fueling your body with the right minerals and nutrients you need to be healthy? Not just to be fit or to be the weight that you want to be, but actually to be healthy and well. Essential number four is movement. Are you moving your joints every single day? That's why God gave you joints, is to move them, not just to sit in a chair for 8 hours a day and then go home and sit on your couch for another 2 hours, right? We got to move our joints. We got to get our heart rate up. We got to get our lungs breathing. And we got to sweat every single day. And essential number five is minimized toxicity, minimized chemicals that we're being exposed to, whether it's in our home or in our environments outside of the home, that we got to start to wake up and say, this really matters. And why it matters is that it's impeding with the function of our body. And so we know that the body's designed to heal, but many times the things that we do or don't do to our body, out of sometimes ignorance, just not knowing, or just the lack of intention and focus, the interferences are what dictate our body's ability to heal or to not heal. And so the body's designed to heal, but there's things that can get in the way that can impede with that. And so we just hope today's show is going to be awesome. But you know, Dr. Dane and I were just talking about like the health of the next generation and really what's happening. And so Dr. Dane, share that stat that you were talking about before we started.
Yeah, so the research article I recently read was talking about kids, and especially the new generation coming up, and how those kids are not flourishing or thriving. And it showed that in the study, they said that 40% of them were actually flourishing. And what does flourishing mean? It means that you're doing the things that a kid should be doing. You're going outside, you're able to talk and socialize, you're able to interact with your peers, you're able to get to school every day without having some sort of issue where you have to take a medication or you have to do the things that normal kids aren't doing. And so whenever these kids are, to me, whenever I hear that stat, it's concerning. I have 5 kids of my own. I want them to flourish. And so what are we doing as a society to prevent that? And that's a real question that a lot of us need to ask.
Well, I think that's, you know, 'cause I was reading that research study too out of Johns Hopkins. And what's insane is that they didn't take into account socioeconomic status. They didn't take into account chronic genetic diseases that they're born with or chromosomal defects like Asperger's. They say that they conditioned it as that. But, you know, of course, there are things that contribute to that. But like Down syndrome or kids that are born with issues that they can't really control. And so they didn't take any of that into account. And what's amazing is they still said, okay, regardless of how much money they make, no matter regardless of where they're located, only 40% are considered to be flourishing. And they base it off of 2 things, is resiliency and connectability. And so literally they're not, kids aren't able to be resilient in our country because it's a lack of parenting and a lack of health. And they can't connect with other peers or to their own family because they're so sick and medicated. And so I think we got to wake up and say, listen, this goes way beyond a certain age range. This goes way beyond, yeah, Johnny's allergic to peanuts, right? Or Johnny has a hard time learning in school. No, it's way more than just the ability to learn or to not learn. It's way more than just if they're getting A's or not getting A's. Because I got to tell you guys, when we look at the next generation, for the first time in history, they're expected to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. And so I think it's time that we wake up and say, listen, getting healthy isn't about how you look or how you feel. It's about your ability to be a member of our society, like be a joyful member of society. And so I think we got to step back and say there's something that we're missing here. There's something that we're missing. And so I when we look at kids, I know you said you have 5 kids now, which is awesome. I have 3 kids, and we look at them like playing next to their peers in school or on the playground, and you just see your kids are, they're present, they're intentional, they're crazy full of energy, right? But they're being who God designed them to be. Like there's no inhibition. There's nothing holding them back. Their ability to connect with other kids and to their parents and their siblings, their ability to be resilient is undeniable. And I think we're blessed to have our kids be part of that 40%. But I think that as a parent, parents speaking to parents here, I think that should be a goal. We should actually desire that.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, it's like when we read these research articles and things like that, and being very familiar with the 5 essentials, I always go back to those. Okay, what essential are these kids missing? Which one is it? And, you know, it's usually all 5. And like you said before, it's an essential thing, whether it's, you know, the kid's mindset's not there where it should be, or the toxins in their environment are absolutely just outrageously out of control. And especially most kids, in most cases, their nervous system isn't being checked on a weekly or monthly basis. And so, you know,
Or ever.
Exactly. So yeah, they're resilient. You're not able to be resilient because they can't bounce back because all these things are bombarding them, whether it's, you know, their mindset, their toxins, their spine's out of whack. It's just amazing, amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we think that the first stress in life can be from the birth process, which it is, literally over 95% of babies who are born have trauma to the upper neck. Now, not trauma like they needed a vacuum or they needed forceps. Of course, that's traumatic, or they even needed a C-section. But like literally there's cervical trauma to the upper neck, and that area controls everything we don't think about. So it controls our immune system, controls our ability to breathe, baby's ability to digest food. And so what happens is that these babies now that we see in our clinic all the time, they're coming in unhealthy. They're coming in with a sickness, symptom, or disease that may be considered chronic starting from the birth process. And if they get through that phase, whether sometimes pediatricians are giving them medications or whatever it is, and if it's never corrected over time, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And so, you know, I see that even in adulthood where, you know, just this week I was talking to Sue, and Sue's been a patient now for a couple of years. We absolutely love her. And she goes, you know, I've had these immune system issues and sleep pattern problems since I was a young kid. And so you got to, now I don't know what her spine looked like as a young kid, but you have to step back and say, I wonder if the first trauma in life, which is the birth, impacted her sleep, her immune system, her energy levels, even starting as a kid. And then finally she comes to our clinic at the age of 70. And after she's been getting her spine corrected and adjusted, she has more energy now. She hasn't been sick. Her allergies are completely gone. Her sleep pattern's better. And she goes, Dr. Nick, I dealt with this stuff. I just thought it was me for 70 years. And so you got to think back to, okay, I wonder if the birth process contributed to that. And I would put money on it that mm-hmm. it did. And so I think for people like Sue and for maybe the listeners out there right now, that if you have sleep problems, immune system issues, if you may even have pain, you may be restricted in mobility. Listen, I'm telling you guys that there's hope, and it starts within the spine. It starts within the spine. It doesn't start from a pill, potion, or lotion. It doesn't start from the outside in. It starts from the inside out. And so if Sue never came into our clinic, we know that her immune system would have gotten weaker over the last 2 years. Her mobility would have gotten less over the last 2 years. Her sleep would have gotten worse, right? And she wouldn't be as happy as she is now. She even said this to me. She goes, it's weird. Like, I'm 72 years old, but I don't really know how to act. My friends don't know, like why I'm acting this way. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, I have all this energy. I feel like I'm 30 years old again. Like, I have all this energy. I'm sleeping better. I don't get sick. I'm not on medication. My friends don't know, like, how to act around me because I'm 72 and I'm healthy and they're just not. And so that's what we see in our clinic, is when people are getting healthy and getting to the root cause by looking at the nervous system first and the spine first, then we see transformation happen in their health, like we saw in Sue's health. So whether it's a newborn baby or a 70-year-old woman, whatever it is, listen, if the spine is being addressed and checked and corrected, the body's going to heal better. Whether you believe it or not, it is a fact. It's not a religion. It's a fact. Science proves the spine has to be in proper position to be healthy in order for your body to be healing and functioning at 100%. And so from the back, we must be straight up and down. From the side, we have to have 345-degree curves from the side. And how did we detect if Sue had damage in her spine or if she didn't? Is with x-rays. So we brought her in the office. We sat down with her for about 45 minutes to an hour. We went over her history, went over her current state of health, and really where she wants to take her health. And then also we did a posture, range of motion examination, nervous system scan, and a full set of x-rays. Now, normally in a hospital, that's thousands of dollars, right? But it all started with her coming to our clinic and getting into the clinic. Now, when people come into our clinic, normally it's $140 for a new patient exam and x-rays. But if people are listening to the show, if they call in right now, it's only $40. So literally you save $100 for a new patient exam, which does include x-rays, which is incredible. This is the catch. You just have to call now. When you call now, we will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you want to get that discounted new patient exam and save $100, which is insane, you just got to call this number. The number to call right now, and my team will answer the phone and get you scheduled. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm here with our co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. And we are here today bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Guys, we are your local St. Louis corrective care chiropractors. And what we're doing in our community is reaching the unreached, not just over the radio show, but through everything that we're doing. We're speaking at churches. We're speaking at businesses, local schools. We are literally going out into the community week in, week out to bring hope when it comes to health and healing. We know people don't want to be medicated. They don't want to have to get surgery. They don't want the next research study coming out that they're going to be the next guinea pig with this new medication. People don't want pills, potions, and lotions. They want to get to the root cause. They want to actually fix the problem. And so, you know, over the break, we had a lot of callers calling in to get a new patient appointment scheduled. Guys, our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. And listen, if you want more information, the number to call is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. You know, last segment, we talked about how Sue at the age of 72 is now feeling younger. She has better sleep. She has more mobility, and her immune system is stronger than it's ever been. But we also see babies and kids and teenagers and young adults. So it's not just for the geriatric population. It's for kids and people to be adjusted from the birth process. And why is it so important is because from the birth process is when there's the first damage to the spine can occur. First damage to the spine can occur. And Dr. Dane just had his fifth child, or his wife just had his fifth child this last weekend. His name's Briggs. And so I wanted to have him share their story and kind of what went down. So go ahead.
Yeah, so it's amazing, awesome opportunity this weekend to have my fifth child. And so very healthy pregnancy my wife had. You know, she's been adjusted the whole time, making sure her nervous system is on point. And so the birth was very fast. My wife went through the birthing process very fast. Briggs didn't stay in the birth canal very long. He was in and out. There wasn't any torquing. There wasn't any pulling. There wasn't any vacuums or anything like that. So it was a nice, very good delivery. However, even with this nice, very good delivery, there was still stress on his nervous system. At one point, Briggs was having a hard time regulating his body temperature. And so they were getting a little nervous. So they put him underneath the heat lamp, try to get that up. He did come up. Then we put him back in the room. And then it fell back down again. He was, of course, on mommy's chest and, you know, all that stuff. So they tried a lot of these interventions. Finally, I just said, okay, let me check him. So I checked his upper cervical part of his neck. His atlas was shifted to the right just slightly. And with the little babies, these adjustments are very, very gentle pressure on a tomato. And after that, his temperature was regulated. He was regulating on his own without any blankets, without mom, without the heat lamp or anything like that. And so that was just a huge testimony to me, give me some more certainty, but also my wife and some of the nurses there, that it was important for that child to be checked, even when there was no huge kind of trauma within the birthing process.
Yeah, so like even to think about like just the everything that the interventions that happen outside in, outside in, outside in, really the problem was inside out, right? Now I know there's a lot of moms out there that are listening that would love to have a fast labor, quick labor. And, you know, research shows that if women are getting chiropractic care throughout their pregnancy, the chances of them having a faster labor, the time goes down by at least 40%, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And that's just with the first baby. So that's the first birth. And so we know that getting chiropractic care isn't just a good idea. It's essential for health and healing. And so if you haven't wrapped your mind around that yet, my question is why? You know, I don't understand, like, how do you not think taking care of your spine is vital? Like, I just don't understand that. And so many times it's just not knowing how important it is. So I want to go over the science with you guys here, that the brain is the brain controls every single function of your body. And so for you to be able to process what I'm saying, for you to be able to drive, for you to be able to eat the food you're supposed to eat and your stomach to be able to digest that, for your insulin to be produced and release from your pancreas, for your lower colon to work, for your sex hormones to be produced, for everything to work correctly, your brain controls everything. And so for some reason, I think our brain is Bluetooth to our cells or to our tissues and our organs. But you guys, I mean, science shows it, that it's literally hardwired through the central nervous system, that the brain sends signals down the spinal cord, out the nerves that come out of the spine, that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. And what's insane is that many of you don't listen to don't know what your spine looks like. But when you do feel a symptom in your spine, you ignore it. And we're taught that, you know, even if you go to urgent care with back pain, they give you muscle relaxers and pain meds. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what? I wonder what caused the back pain, right? It's not just, hey, well, we're going to throw medication at it. Like, what caused the back pain? And unfortunately, our culture has driven the medical system to just feed your need. And the need is, now, if you're an avid listener, I know that you care about your health more than what I'm saying. But the people in our culture say, well, I want a pill for every ill, and I don't want to have to change anything, and I want a quick fix, and my insurance better cover it, and who else is doing the same thing? Did it work for you? Maybe it worked, but what does work mean, right? So work to us means that actually we're correcting the problem, we're getting to the root cause of the symptom that you have, and therefore you don't have to deal with it on and off for the rest of your life. But actually, you can experience true health and healing in your life, right? And so I want to make sure that to my listeners that you're not becoming part of the medical model, the broken medical system, not the bad doctors, not the bad nurses, or the bad surgeons. There's no such thing as bad doctors, nurses, and surgeons. There's not bad people. They want to be helpful to you, but our culture has driven them and driven the medical system to say like, oh, if they feel bad, here's a pill. If they feel bad, here's a pill. Like, that's a joke. Like, come on. We can't rely on a pill to get us healthy. Now, don't get me wrong. There's medications out there that can save your life. That can save your life. But chronic use of a medication isn't the answer to health and healing. It's just not the answer to health and healing. And so once we wrap our head around that, then I think our actions will change as well. I believe our actions will change. And so if we believe we're fearfully and wonderfully made, if we believe that our brain or spinal cord or nerve system is the central nervous system that's called the computer system of the body, and if we believe that our spine has to be in proper position, which once again, medical research shows that we have to be straight up and down from the back, and we have to have 3 45-degree curves from the side. If we know that to be true, then why don't we take care of it? And I think the answer is we don't think it's that bad. It's not bad enough yet. It's not bad enough yet. And I'm here to tell you guys that it's way easier to help somebody have experienced true health and healing from the inside out through the central nervous system by fixing a spine before it's a wreck, before it's degenerative and hopeless and surgically changed, all these crazy things. And so I just want to give you guys hope that if you're listening right now, one, it's never too late, but you have to see what your spine looks like. You can no longer just guess. And so Dr. Dane, coming out of school, he was an intern at Logan College of Chiropractic, and I'm sure you saw a lot of different patient testimonies, but why don't you share like just some of the crazy things that people said to you like as patients, and you're like, you almost don't even know how to answer it, because I'm sure you deal with that more than me at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would come in, and a lot of times people, you come in pain, and we get that. We understand where your mindset is and things like that. But a lot of the things that we saw in student clinic was very frustrating in the fact that they always wanted us to do it in one or two adjustments. They always wanted to get rid of their sciatica that's been around for 10 years in one or two adjustments, or they wanted to feel better and sleep better and do those things quickly without having to use too much of their insurance or anything like that. So that's the main thing that we saw. And it's always, you know, like you said, it stems from our culture that's they need it now kind of thing, and they want it now. And, you know, you've been in that situation for many years. It's going to take a little time. You know, matter has limitations sometimes. And also it takes time to get to those corrective cases. And so most of the time it was just a matter of patience and a matter of urgency for them on their part. And then we could educate most of them through, hey, you've been in this state for a long time. Let's take it a little easy. Let's go through this process. And then they saw some amazing changes. So it was really cool to see. And that's where all of us in general really need to step back. And when we want to prevent things from happening in our lives, it's not always a quick fix. It's not always just cover up the symptom type of thing. It's, I got to see what exactly is the cause of this issue. What is it?
You know? And that's the thing too, is like, no matter where you are on that spectrum of health and healing, listen, there's never an arrival point. I want you guys to understand that. Like, I still get my spine adjusted. I take supplements. I detox. I'm always working on my mindset because we just have to. I'm exercising every morning at 5 a.m. Like, listen, there's never an arrival point, right? Because if we don't change our lifestyle and conform that to what it actually means to be healthy and healing, then we're going to be doing what everyone else is doing, which is not taking care of our health, not taking care of our body, not taking care of our life. And so with our clinic, with what we do, I mean, we just see life transformation every single day. And, you know, one of those patients that has seen transformation, her name's Erica. And Erica came in the office about 6 months ago. She was listening to the radio show, and her husband was too. And her husband actually called in for her, and he said, listen, my wife doesn't call into the radio show, but I felt like you were speaking to her. And I go, what does Erica have going on? And she's in the background on speaker telling me. She goes, I have low back pain on and off for years. Nothing's helped. I've tried physical therapy. I've tried muscle relaxers. I've tried injections in my lower back, but nothing seems to help. And she goes, what's equally as troubling to me is that I'm now starting to have such horrible bloating and digestive issues that I've been to multiple GI specialists, and they've scoped me from the top and they scoped me from the bottom, and they can't find anything. They can't find anything. And she said, I'm looking online right now to what nerves control the gut, and the same nerves that come out of the lower back actually control my gut. And I go, thanks for the info, Erica. And so I said, listen, let's get you in the office to see what's going on. Let's see what's causing the back pain. Let's see what's causing the gut issues. And so we brought her in, we sat down with her, and we determined that just being a gymnast as a kid, a lot of traumas growing up, and her low back was damaged. And we could see that on x-rays. We took x-rays of her spine. There was scoliosis in her lower back, and she had lost over 50% of the curvature in her lower back, which was putting damaging pressure on the disc spaces, the joints, and the nerves. Not only was it causing Erica's back pain, but it was also causing her gut to not function. And she says, is this why no matter what I eat, no matter how much I exercise, but I can't lose weight and I keep having back pain? I go, what do you think? And she goes, this it answers my question. Everything's answering my question. She goes, listen, I didn't know what my spine was going to look like, but I know what normal looks like now since you've educated me. And this is mine. I have a problem. We got to fix this. We have to fix this. And so we started to correct Erica's spine. And what's amazing, guys, is that what we do in our clinic is not just see people feel better, but they, most importantly, they heal better. And after 3 months of getting corrective care in our clinic, Erica's back pain was completely gone. Her gut problems were completely gone. She actually canceled all of her GI specialist follow-up appointments because she didn't need them anymore. And what's amazing is she had lost 15 pounds. And so, guys, now Erica maintains her spine. She's got her life back. But it all started with her coming into the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And I'm wondering how many people are listening right now who may have lower back pain, but they don't know where to go to fix it. They don't know where to go to really get to the root cause and really get help that they've been hoping and praying for and desiring to get for their entire life or for at least years. Listen, if you're listening to the show right now and that's you and you want to see if we can help you, the first step is by coming into our clinic. Normally, to come into our clinic for a new patient exam and a set of x-rays, normally that's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call in right now, it's only $40. You literally save $100 on your entire new patient exam and a full set of x-rays, okay? So this is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call right now. When you call, our team will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever, okay? So the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also with our co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. We are local St. Louis chiropractors here, just bringing truth about health and healing. Man, it's been an incredible show. We've had so many callers over the break, scheduling new patient appointments, getting plugged into the clinic, checking out our website. And so if you didn't go to our website yet, guys, there's so many free resources on there. It's unbelievable. So the website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. You guys, we don't have to be on the radio show, but we want to because so many times people come into the office week in, week out, anywhere from 7 to 10 new patients per week coming to our clinic from the radio show. And I see their lives transform. I see where they're going to be in a month from now, 3 months from now, a year from now, whatever it is. And it all started with them saying, hey, I remember, like, I'm off 5 medications. I've lost 20 pounds. And it all started with me listening to the radio show. It all started with me listening to the radio show and calling in on the radio show, right? And so listen, last segment we talked about how Erica, her lower back pain is completely gone now, and she was miserable before on multiple medications. She couldn't lose weight. She's now down 15 pounds, and her back pain is completely gone. We talked about Sue in the previous segment being 72 years old and having more energy, better sleep, better immune system, more range of motion. She can actually back out of her driveway without having tightness or pain in her neck. And so when we see transformation happen at all different ages, we can't help but just scream it from the rooftop that there's hope, there's another way. Listen, you don't have to be on pills, potions, or lotions to try to get you healthy and well, but healing comes from within. Health comes from within, right? That's not just my office name because it's a fancy marketing name. I think it's pretty sweet, but Health From Within Family Chiropractic, why is it called that? Because health does come from within. From within your body. And so if we take out the interference in the spine, the body does one thing. It heals, right? It heals. And so the nervous system is what heals your body. And if our spine is healthy, our nervous system will be well. And Dr. Dana and I were just talking over the break that if more people knew about this, the incidence of disease, sickness, you know, misery, depression, anxiety, medication use would go down. It would go down. The level of allergy, asthma, autism, all these things would go down. So people can, whether you have a diagnosis or not, you're going to live your life to the as much abundance of health as you possibly can, right? That if you've lifestyled your way into something, you can lifestyle your way out of it. We just got to get to the root cause, which is in the nervous system and the spine, right? Listen, eating healthy, detoxing, exercise, taking supplements, praying, working on your mindset, is that all important? I believe it's important because it contributes to the healing process, but I'm going to tell you this, remember these words, that contributes to the healing process. It doesn't control the healing process. And how do we know this? Is because what happens is when people come into our clinic with a bag full of amazing supplements, they have the best trainer possible, they're in the church, they're doing everything possibly right in their lifestyle. Why do they still come to my clinic with gut problems, with back pain, with headaches, with depression, with anxiety? Why do they still come to the clinic when they're doing everything right lifestyle-wise? They're missing the starting point. They're missing the nervous system and the spine. And I think Dr. Dane and I were just talking, like, if people knew more about that, that's the where we got to start. That's the primary starting point. Then I think the outcomes would be a little bit different.
It's funny too, because talking about earlier in the other segments, we're talking about my new baby, and you know, starting from birth, and he's already able to thrive because he's got his nervous system checked and on point. And in we talk about in chiropractic, a lot of doctors, you know, we say, you know, if everyone knew what we knew, they would do what we do. And we check our children, we check our kids, we check ourselves weekly and constantly trying to maintain our health with especially our nervous system. And what really just gets me excited and fired up is that with kids, they're so resilient because they respond so quickly to this, and their little nervous systems respond so quickly. And then the real miracle is what they never get. And you know, we get them checked constantly, and we're always looking at them. We're always, you know, new moms are always worried about what is the thing I need to give them, what is the new supplement, what is the new whatever it is that they need. Well, they just need their nervous system checked in most mm-hmm. cases. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to see them thrive at a higher level. And my kids, since they've been under care, and I've seen this with your kids and with other docs' kids, is they don't miss school as much. They're the weird ones because they don't have to stay home so much.
Right.
And it's just weird, you know, to other kids, but it's also sad to me to think that, you know, other kids have to have that mindset. And my kids are, that's the first thing that comes out of their mouths when they hear their friends getting sick or whatever. Hey, you get your nervous system checked. That's why we get to school all the time.
Yeah, I think in our culture, to your point, like, unfortunately, it's weird to be well. Like, it's weird to do everything to be healthy. It's weird to not dope your kid up on Zyrtec or some type of allergy medication because there's a change in the weather. I mean, come on. Shouldn't your kids be able to adapt to a change in the weather? Like, it just bothers me. Like, oh, it's really humid, so they have asthma. No. It doesn't make something else is causing the asthma. Something's causing their immune system not to respond. And I think if we step back and say, like, it's not okay to medicate a child. It's not okay to medicate a kid out of convenience, right? Out of my hands are up, it must be the weather, right? It's not okay, oh, their nose is stuffy, we're just gonna give them Zyrtec. Like, really? Like, seriously. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, some of my kids have had some super high fevers, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking medically, it's a lot easier just to medicate and they'll be fine. They'll be fine in the morning, right? It's a lot easier. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that being healthy and approaching this from a chiropractic principle or philosophy that the body's designed to heal and it's a fact that it's designed to heal. I'm not saying that's easier. I actually think it's, to the contrary, I think it's more challenging in our culture. Mm-hmm. And I think when I look at my kids as compared to other kids, and that comparison game I got to be careful of, but you know, you just, my heart breaks for those other kids because they can't control what their parents are doing to them. They can't control like the weather in St. Louis, like, you know. And listen, don't get me wrong, if there's a kid with horrible asthma, like, I don't want them to die, right? We want them to be able to survive that. So that's where the medication does save their life, but we can't just keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. That's what's called insanity.
It was crazy too. My daughter's going to camp, and she, you know, we went to this camp meeting as parents, and we were going over what they're going to do, what things they're going to have. And you know what the most of the discussion was? It was an hour-long meeting. 30 minutes of the meeting was, what do my kids, when do they get their medication? How much are they, who's going to give it to them? It was 30 minutes of the conversation, and I walked away like, I'm so grateful
that
my kids don't have to go through that. And I wanted to tell that and shout that from the rooftops. Hey, there's another way.
Right. Well, and the problem is, I mean, let's stay there for a second, because that's, I mean, I'm seeing, your kid's a little bit older. How old was, what kid was going?
She's 12,
to,
yeah.
12-year-old going to camp. And there's like 30 minutes of like medication, like
discussion. When is this going to happen? And how am I going to get this medication? And how much medication can I send with them? And it was, I was just flabbergasted.
Like in my mind, unfortunately, like our culture is just like, I couldn't imagine, and my heart breaks for parents like this, but I could not imagine being like, okay, I gave your medication to the nurse for camp. Go have fun. And every day at 9 a.m. or whatever time, like make sure you go to the school nurse at camp and they're going to give you your medication. I mean, that like that just eats at me. Like I couldn't sleep at night.
And like, that was the weird thing too, is because my daughter comes back and say, hey, Dad, I was one of like four or five that wasn't in the line that
four
day.
Four or five?
Yeah.
Out of ballpark. I mean, how many?
I mean, 100 or so.
Wow.
I mean, and it's crazy.
Yeah, I think as a parent, you kind of, it's under a microscope. You really see what's happening. And like for me, we had our my oldest, her name's Adeline. She's 5 and she'll be 6 next year, but she's going into kindergarten. So this is our first experience with essentially, you know, the schooling model, right? Of how they have to prepare parents, right? So we had the open house, okay, for kindergarten. And what was crazy is that the teachers that were teaching it had said over and over and over again that these food allergies and food sensitivities keep getting worse every year. And so now like make sure you don't bring any peanuts, don't bring anything. Like this is horrible. All the kids are going to, there's anaphylactic response. And if they need medication, go to the nurse. And like, they literally spent like a good 20 to 30 minutes on like how things are getting worse. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, red flag. Every parent should be freaking out at this point, because the teachers that have been around the longest see that kids are getting sicker. Exactly. And so I'm like, okay, so the principals see it, the teachers see it, the nurses see it, everyone sees these kids getting sicker, but we're doing the same thing. Like, it just blows my mind. So it's like, wake up, because it's not genetic at that point, right? Because if it was genetic, if you really believe in like, okay, genetics are actually gonna get better over time, right? Evolution, if you believe in that, well then, are they all genetically predisposed to having asthma, allergies, peanut allergies? No, that's crap, right? It's not age either, because if it was age, only old people will get peanut allergies, mm-hmm. not 5-year-olds, right? And so I think we got to step back and say, we are in a crisis. And so if you're hearing us out there, we feel you. We feel you. So I'm not coming at you. I'm coming at you with truth, but that's about it. Truth. And you know what? The people that oppose the truth don't like to hear the truth, okay? People that oppose the truth the most don't like to hear the truth. So what we're saying now doesn't usually fly in when it comes to the media, right? That it's not okay to be sick. It's not okay to be well. It's not okay to be medicated. So if you want to really reach us and hear more about how we can help kids get well through the power of chiropractic care, listen, our website is called healthfromwithinstl.com. Our number right now that you can literally text me if you have any questions about your kids is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break, guys. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we were just talking about in the last segment how people are just lost when it comes to their health and healing. Parents don't really know what to do. Kids, of course, don't know what to do, and it's not their responsibility to know what to do. Dr. Dane was just sharing how his daughter, who's daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daughter's going, 12-year-old daughter's going to camp, and for 30 minutes before they left the camp, they're just educating parents on like how much medication they can bring to give their kids, and how there was just a select few, a small portion of kids that actually didn't have to take medication. And so to me, it just blows my mind that it's so loud and clear. Guys, I've been in practice for 10 years, and 10 years ago, people would like, I don't want to say argue, but they'd have a strong opinion saying like, well, kids are really healthy. Our healthcare system is actually working. It's helping people. Now, guys, over the last 3 years, people are waking up saying like, yeah, kids are sicker than ever before. There's more medication. There's more people going into debt because of sick care, and that the healthcare model is broken. It's broken, guys. And so people are waking up and saying what once 10 years ago was like, oh, my insurance covers everything. Medicare is great. Oh, the surgery's awesome. Medication is great for these kids. Now it's like actually flip-flopping that, oh, it's not as good as we thought it was. My Medicare does suck. my health insurance doesn't care about my health, but they care about how much money it costs them, right? And so it's just like, we're waking up, which is awesome, but we don't really know what to do. And so in our clinic, we talk about the five essentials. It's literally a brand new delivery system when it comes to healthcare, right? Mindset, spinal health, nutrition, exercise, and detox. And when we look at those five essentials, they're not just five good ideas, but they're essential for your health. Yeah, this is how we live our life. And so Dr. Dana and I were just talking over the break, like, listen, we got to elaborate on this even more, because it's just, people need to wake up. It's time that we wake up as parents and as leaders in the community. And whether you're not a leader in your workplace or the church or not, but like if you're in your home, like as an adult, you're leading your home when it comes to healthcare. So if you eat like crap, if you don't take care of your spine, if you're on your phone all the time, if you're not exercising at all, if you're just toxifying your body proactively because you don't know any better, listen, people are watching, and more is caught than is taught. And as Dr. Dana and myself being the head of our homes, if we lead with our healthy decisions and choices with a purpose and a cause, chances are, not all the time, but chances are kids will follow that, our spouses will follow that, and they're going to say, okay, Dad, you can't tell me about getting healthy if you're being hypocritical about being healthy, right? And so if you are an adult in your home, you are leading the way when it comes to healthcare. It's not from Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's not going to come from the CEO of Barnes Jewish Hospital. It's not going to come from the pharmaceutical company. It's not going to come from Medicare. They're not going to change healthcare. It's going to be you making the right decisions in your health and your family's health to transform how your body heals and functions.
Yeah, and it's really important. Like, one thing that I saw, I used to be a teacher. And one thing that I saw when I taught school was when mom and dad came in, you know, what was their mindset? What are the things that they taught? And you could see it right away. Okay, this kid acts this way because of mom and dad. And they make those choices because of mom and dad. And then, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles most of the time.
Yep.
But when it comes to health, you could see which parents were, you know, putting fear into their kids.
Yeah.
And putting, you have to take this medication. You have to have this in order to be healthy.
Wow.
And when I was, you know, teaching and seeing these kids not come to school.
Yeah.
And because they're had to stay home, taking medications.
Fevers or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. Or surgeries and things like that. It was just like, what are we missing?
Wow.
And why is it happening so often that I have half of my kids in my class don't show up, you know, for weeks at a time?
They're so ill.
Yeah.
They're so sick.
And it's just, there has to be a cause. And, you know, that's when I made my, you know, my journey into the health field and what exactly it is. And I saw chiropractic and it was just where I needed to be.
I mean, that's an insight that most parents don't hear about from the teacher's perspective. I mean,
yeah.
The teachers see the kids that are ill over and over and over again, and it wasn't because they're lacking pills.
Mm-mm.
And I think that from that point of view, I mean, I think that we have to step back and look at ourselves in the mirror and say, like, hey, what are we doing in times of when things are good with our health? And what are we doing in times of when things are bad with our health? And unfortunately, many times it should be the same thing, actually.
Yeah, and that's where then we fall back to, oh, it's just genetic. Well, actually, it's just lifestyle. It's, your mom did this, your mother's did this, and they ate this way. And we got to break the mold. We got to break the pattern.
Yep.
Just like we break patterns neurologically with chiropractic, we got to break patterns in our lifestyles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I think when we think about like being a parent, when we think about being a teacher or a pastor, a leader in the community or in the home, like I think we downplay the responsibility that we have. I think that because it's easy to say like, well, I don't know, I didn't know that, so hands up, white flag, whatever it is, right? I don't know how to respond. And so I think what we're trying to do with our listeners and with what we do in our community. And in our clinic, I mean, we see thousands of people per week getting healthy and well. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to instill the power of choice, right? And so the power of choice that we're not looking for perfection when it comes to our health, but we want to strive for that. Like we want to see progress, and we want to see positive changes in our health. I'll be honest with you, like my kids aren't going to eat perfect all the time. I'm sorry, like when they go to my mom's or they go out, they may have candy, right? And I don't like that. Drives me a little crazy sometimes, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And so we're not looking for perfection from anybody, whether it's adults or kids, but we got to sit back and say that, okay, the fact that you drank six beers yesterday and ate McDonald's, no wonder you feel bad today, right? The fact that you haven't exercised in 5 years, no wonder you have hormone problems, right? No wonder the fact that you have spinal pain and you've never taken care of it ever and you've had traumas in the past, like no wonder you have spinal problems, right? I mean, so we got to step back and say, okay, well, where I'm at today, whether it's good or bad, is still my responsibility, right? Whether it's good or bad, it's still my responsibility. And so I wanted to share two testimonies in here. And, you know, one of the ladies that we absolutely love in our clinic, her name's Tammy. She's in her early 30s, and she's just awesome. She came into our office about a month ago, and she heard us on the radio. She called in, and she said, hey, like, Dr. Nick, I feel like you're speaking with me. She goes, I struggle with headaches all the time. And so my primary care physician keeps trying to put me on these different medications. And she goes, but nothing's working. And I said, okay, so many times people come into our clinic to try to get rid of a symptom, but really at the end of the day, it's what the symptom is keeping them from doing is why they actually want to get healthy. And so Tammy said, you hit the nail on the head. Like, yeah, I can struggle with headaches, but the problem is now my headaches have gotten so frequent and so severe over, they keep getting worse, that now it's hard for me to even work. And more importantly, it's hard for me to be a mom because the headaches are so bad. I go, that's it. That's why we got to get you healthy and well. And we looked at her, spine, and we have to look at the cervical spine when there's headaches, because the nerves that come out of the top bone and the top part of the neck and even the lower neck branch off and go to the skull and also to the muscles of the neck and then the upper back. And we saw that her spine should be a 45 degree curve from the side, and hers was at 0 degrees from the side. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her spine. It was putting damaging pressure on the nerves, causing the headaches and causing her to have not have energy like she should have. And so we started to correct her spine with specific chiropractic care. And what that looked like is this, is that we started to adjust her spine, taking pressure off the nervous system, allowing her body to heal better and feel better. And you know what happened to her headaches? They've completely vanished. Her headaches are 100% gone in the last 30 days. Her energy is up. She's lost 5 pounds. And guess who has their life back? Tammy has her life back. And so she gets at her first re-exam, she goes, you guys, I feel so much better. This is awesome. I'm a better mom, and I don't have to go home early from work anymore. My boss really loves me. Let's keep this up. So Tammy has her life back. No more headaches, which she struggled with them for years. And so I wonder how many people are listening to our show week in, week out that say that's just not for me, that I'll have to have this for the rest of my life, that it's just my age, it's just my genes, it's just my desk job, it's just my levels of stress. I wonder how many people are listening right now who may have a glimmer of a hope, a small piece inside of them says, maybe this is for me. Maybe I'm not designed to be on multiple medications. Maybe I'm designed to actually have more energy, to be able to lose the weight I've always wanted to lose. Maybe you can be a better spouse or a better parent or a better coworker or a better church member. Maybe you can. And for those people, that's who we want to speak to. Because when you have a glimmer of hope and you just shine light on that hope, and you got your body to heal and function, that's when transformation happens. You know, another person that came in, same age as Tammy in her early 30s, Jill. Jill came in about a month ago too, listening to the radio show. I think it was actually the same radio show that they called in on. And Jill came in, she goes, Dr. Nick, I keep having neck problems, shoulder problems, and now my mood's being affected. My hormones are being affected dramatically. And I said, okay, same question I had. I go, so Jill, many times people come in with very similar symptoms, neck pain and mood problems, and they want to get rid of that. But my question is, what is it keeping you from doing? Why do you now want to fix your neck pain that, by the way, you've had for 5 years? Like, why do you want to fix it now? And she says, well, listen, I watch my kids play soccer, and I can't even sit on the bleachers there very long without being in horrible pain. And then I'm in a bad mood after the game because I'm in so much pain. And I take these muscle relaxers. I've been in urgent care. They've tried to do everything for my neck. I've tried massage therapy. I've tried physical therapy. But at the end of the day, if I start to feel better, I'm going to be able to be more present with my kids. But also, I don't have to fill up my schedule with all these crazy doctor's appointments that just don't give me an answer. So she was hopeless. Well, you guys, we started with a full exam of her spine. We sat down with her, went over her history, did a full exam with range of motion, nerve system scan, and a full set of x-rays. And guess what we found? We saw degeneration in her lower neck. Disc spaces were deteriorated. And also we saw bone spurring in her lower neck. And so our goal was this. One is to stop it from getting worse, and two is to correct as much as we can. And so what happened is that we started to induce range of motion into her spine. We started to correct her spinal column. And what happened is her neck pain started to go away. Her mood started to change. And now she has more energy. And so two women that heard me on the radio show about a month ago are now experiencing amazing results. Tammy with headaches, now completely gone. Jill with neck pain, now completely gone. And if you're listening to this show right now and this is like, man, I got to figure out where these guys are located. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're listening to the show and you said, man, I need to see if he can help me with my symptoms just to get to the root cause of this. Normally, to come into our office for a new patient exam and a full set of x-rays is $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call in right now, it's only $40. Literally, you save $100. And so this is the catch. You just have to pick up the phone and call. When you call, our team will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional costs whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We appreciate you guys tuning in today. It's been an incredible show. Hope you have a great week and God bless.